All right, now that everyone's settling in, I'd like to thank you for joining us for this edition of IT Connections. This is Martello's weekly series that keeps you connected to the IT tools and trends you need to be on top to ensure reliable remote collaboration and communication. My name is Sandra Holland from Martello, and I will be your host for today's talk. Our topic for discussion today is dashboards. With employees scattered into an assortment of different IT environments, to keep track of all the data that you're receiving from your various monitoring platforms. Using a dashboard to sort and filter potential action items is essential in order to efficiently use all the resources that you have at your disposal. Today, I'm joined with Justin, our technical sales manager here at Martello, and Andrea, our manager of customer success at Martello. Justin, Andrea, how are you both today?
Doing well, doing well.
It's nice
How about
and
you,
warm
Sandra?
here.
I'm good, thanks. So I'll just take a moment here to introduce our speakers to you. Andrea joined Martello just over 2 years ago as one of our customer success manager. She takes care of our users in the Americas and the APAC region. She aims to make sure every customer feels valued. If you have joined us for previous IT Connection sessions, Justin may be a familiar face to you. Justin is our technical sales manager here at Martello. With close to 10 years of experience helping over 900 customers achieve more with their data, he's also been known to have the most difficult last name to pronounce in Martello. Justin, I'm not even going to attempt that for all of us here today.
Not a problem.
So I do want to take a moment to thank both of you for joining us and sharing your years of experience. So let's dive right into our topic. In this session, we're going to discuss the impact that effective dashboards can have on IT professionals and the best way to manage those to get the most out of them for your business. So before we get started, let's get on the same page about terminology. Justin, could you give us a quick overview as to what a dashboard is and the kinds of dashboards many of our customers use today?
So dashboards, it's a topic that, talking to anyone in the world, that they will roughly have an idea. I think if you guys drive a car, a dashboard within a car is the thing that tells you what's going on in the car. What we look at today and where we focus on in Martello is dashboards that have to do with IT services and IT components. So in particular, the things that try to tell you that there's problems with stuff that's going on within your environment today. I've actually got a couple of slides. What I'll do is I'll just flip open my screen and show you guys a couple of examples of some of the stuff we're looking at. So hopefully if someone can just reply in the chat that they can see my screen, you should see a slide on there. It says technical dashboards. Just to give you an idea of some of the styles of dashboards out there, these technical dashboards are designed for users, operators, administrators, platform owners to get information around what they want to do. And they're from various nodes of various toolings, from infrastructure monitoring tools such as SCUM, network monitoring tools such as SOLO and SPEAR2G, or even your cloud stuff like Azure or Amazon Web Services that's out there. Again, lots of detailed information on here, very useful for the task at hand. It's just keeping a finger on the pulse of the IT components. A lot of dashboards also circle around alert lists and alert informations. I like to call them to-do dashboards, as they tend to end up to be lists of to-do for people who have to stare at them every single day. They tend to grow more than they tend to shrink, unless you've got nice ways of making the alerts disappear, which is more of a topic for automation. And of course, the ITSM stuff. So these are IT service management dashboards where they tend to sit with help desk users, and they tend to give management or users at the help desk an understanding of how well they're doing today on the tickets and how far the tickets are doing. So they tend to be number heavy pipeline style dashboards where you have graphs that show you how well you're moving information along through your processes at that stage. What I haven't touched on are business analytical dashboards. They're out there as well, and a lot of business users need that. And of course, you have within applications within your IT dashboards that help different departments like HRM needs their dashboards of how staff are doing, how healthy they are, how happy they are, birthdays coming up, stuff like that. Tools provide that. And sales, use CRM systems like Salesforce that provides dashboards of how well they're doing. Again, different information for different users and a different style. We'll focus in our discussion, obviously, on the IT components.
Perfect. That's a great overview, Justin. Thanks for sharing with us that all of that. So now that we know how to create dashboards, is there a way to lock them down and prevent other users from making changes them in IQ? Andrea, did you want to address that from a customer success point of view?
Yeah, I mean, once you've created a dashboard, you can lock down permissions based on the AD users and roles. So in admin settings, you create add users from AD to IQ roles you've established. When you share a board, you can choose which roles view it. For example, you could share a board with an ops team role that you've created, and you can give each role specific, read-write permissions on a board, which allows some roles to edit it, some roles only to view it.
Yeah, that's really boards out between different members throughout the team. Justin, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think understanding on who you're going to share it to and why is really important when it comes to that level. I mean, sharing out a dashboard with lots of information like the stuff you see on the screen or the previous ones, that's very useful for the people that understand the information that's getting there. Another common scenario that's asked for, from my customers and the people we work with is a red, amber, green overview or C-level dashboard. And this is the one that tends to get shared a lot out there. So these go on large screens, on management's iPad, even on web portals like SharePoint, stuff like that. And just understanding what it is that you're showing them and what they need to see is vital. And I think a lot of the projects that I get involved with is they get bogged down on trying to share the right information and trying to make sure that the boxes are actually greener than they are red. And that tends to lie on the data sources that you're working with, right? So not a lot of people want to share out SolarWinds or SCOM because it's constantly red. It's designed to be red. It's designed to help people use it. So when you start going to target audiences and sharing it out, make sure you have a conversation with the person and what's vital to them. Just to touch on that, why is that important? Understanding your tool is major. Being able to work with your tool is major. Being able to share your tool with someone in the organization who understands the zeros and ones coming out of your tool, or as business tends to call it, gibberish, or the stuff they don't understand, the noughts and crosses. Understanding their need around a dashboard makes a lot easier. So someone from help desk would probably want to know real state, real time, is my application down? If it is down, how long will it potentially take to fix? Is it something that I can fix? Do I have to escalate it? Versus the C-level style dashboard is it working or isn't it? If it's not working, how long will it take my team to fix it? Or is this something that we need to start talking over a longer period with our contractors there? Do we need to get someone involved from outside of the business to help us improve the service that that application is on? And that's sort of the business analytical dashboards that you see service owners and C-level needing versus engineering and help desk needing real-time updates and being asked to do forecasts and needing that in their dashboards as well.
Yeah.
So sharing it to the right target audience and making sure they get it on a way that they enjoy to get it and the information is relevant to them. I see a lot of our customers share out, the all overview dashboard and then get feedback from the users going, "Yeah, that's a bit too much information. Can you reduce it down?" And that's a good, healthy conversation, but potentially preempting that and talking to the service owner before you share the dashboard is a really good idea. Keep in mind, most tools around dashboard are designed to be shared reasonably fast, just like our IQ. Access to everyone within the environment is really simple, but making sure you get the right information on there is usually the harder part.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I do notice that a lot of our required to share that data throughout the different levels of the company. Andrea, with IQ, how easy is it to share a dashboard with my CIO?
Well, as Justin said, not all stakeholders require the same level of information. So it's critical you work with your CIO or whichever stakeholder team to determine what they're looking for. CIO is probably looking, as he said, high level view of the environment, LAs to make sure they're reporting properly. So you work with them, create a role and determine what they want to see, and then share out those views. And giving them the permissions, my guess is most likely they're going to want to just view, but you can also give those permissions to drill down if they do want to.
That's really handy, yeah, for sure. That way we make sure everyone gets the right data that they need to be able to act
Correct.
on it. So IQ pulls in a ton of data, depending on how many monitoring sources you have. All of that data is flowing into your environment. So when we're looking at that data, we mentioned it's in real time, but how real time is it? Justin, can we dig a little bit deeper into that?
Yeah, so you are right. I'm just going to skip ahead in the picture I have here. We grab a lot of data from a lot of systems, and we work in conjunction with those systems to keep that data up to date. Now, within IQ, there are settings that you can target to enact whenever you want it to pull the data from the system. Those can be reduced down. We don't advise past a 1 minute level, but a lot of our customers are trying that on some more of their real-time systems. Although keep in mind, the amount of data that you're pulling in the system real time is relative to it. Some systems only pull data 5 minutes, like SCOM on its performance counters in Azure, for example. They won't do a real time stat on it because that puts a lot of weight on your target system. So the monitoring tool is not going to try and topple it. So it's a 5 minute delay. And then for us, it's a maximum of 2 minutes that we refresh out of the box against most systems. That it's in our system. And as soon as it's known to us, it'll actually be presented or shown on a dashboard or potentially alerted and informed from our tooling as well. And the goal is, grabbing all of that data from all of the systems and being able to make sure that that real-time information makes sense again to the user. So, if Peer2G is monitoring something that's really important, a really important Cisco switch or a router or something like that, we're probably going to be setting that to pull data a lot faster. You can get us to see that data a lot faster within the system as well. If the server behind it is less important because it's only one server only supporting that one application, then potentially, your data streaming from SCOM that's monitoring that server could be a little bit less important to pull in real time from us. We've built a data layer to stay incredibly fast with this serious amount of data, because that's what we've noticed out in the market is a lot of these tools, a lot of people have tried to get all of their data into a single system because they prefer those dashboards, they prefer the way that that system works with those dashboards, and it tends to clunk and slow down that system. So a lot of our older customers complained about operations manager, our history, sitting on there being slowed down. And a lot of our newer customers that are taking IQ, which has its own database, are really impressed with the amount of data it can handle and speed it can go at. So real-time access is always available to people, and the information is as good and as fast as your underlying system.
That's perfect, yeah. And flipping back to questions about senior management, they're always wondering what's going on. And Andrea, you did mention that they're able to drill down to specific metrics in a dashboard should a question arise. Justin, could you dig a little bit deeper into that?
Yeah, so for that, I'm going to dive straight into our actual live environment. So I have it up and running here. For those of you who do know me, you've probably got access to the environment. If those of you who don't know me, feel free to drop an email and I'll make sure you get access to it. So this is live. We've got obviously boards in here which allow you to give information to, senior style management. And that could be something like just a simple how red is red versus, the numbers of alerts or the numbers of incidents that that group of objects is currently fielding at that stage. Just keep in mind, we pull from ticket systems and we pull from monitoring systems. So it's good to have that perspective from all of them. Now, if you have an issue and you want to dive down, like in your data center map, and you want to go and see what's in there, you have the ability to control a user's experience with this one. I'll have to apologize every time I do a webinar, these things slow down because my internet's not the best at home. Here is a mapping, and let's say I'm interested in why Data Center Amsterdam has a red. I can drill down a little bit further into it and get more statistics on the objects. And that can include the properties of what it is. So is this a network switch? Is this a server? Is it in this case, a SQL cluster potentially? And from here, I can actually drill further into this system. What we've designed our dashboard to do is not replace those really good technical dashboards that users are used to. So if they want to dive into this system, there's a source button here that would take me to Peer2G if it's available to me on the internet, or ServiceNow if it's a ticket, or whatever monitoring system has a web front end in there, so that they can jump from here to their immediate tool and start progressing the information that they require to resolve the problem as soon as possible.
That's awesome. Thanks for showing that.
To add on top of that, just to come back to sea level, that's a lot of detail. I mean, this property values and the actual physical alerts targeting that system or coming out of that system could be way too much detail for a lot of your users. So a lot of our older, and I know there's quite a few customers on there from our older solutions out there, have always worked on trying to make a very simple sea level dashboard. Now, that goes hand in hand with what we do with our business services dashboard. So we help you align the information to actually make sense of it. And what we found is a lot of customers tend to, from our business model, take just the end user boxes and show those to management because they explain that the service is running. However, technical teams and the other people in that tree of information require to know that the application components are running and the infrastructure components are running. And again, red and green boxes work very well in that. However, you can, with attachment of different tools, create dashboards that are very similar to old tools that are very easy to work with, simple C-level dashboards. So you can give this to management and say, hey, here's the overview of your network based on the network tools hooked up into the IQ solution, and here's your current level of services. And strangely enough, I found that this tool is actually faster than our own web component. So I'm using this on my own screen now with Microsoft Teams in there just to make sure that the Teams connections that we use for our meetings are always running. So that's actually looking at our live Office 365 Teams setup in our demo environment. So if you guys do see it's red on there, feel free to drop me an email if you're logged in and I haven't got the notification fast enough yet. But this is actually a real live dashboard. That's real life information on here. And what's really cool with this, when you show it to management, you can block them from going down. So they can click on this red box and nothing happens. They're only informed because they only have to receive the information to potentially start a conversation, where users who actually have to do something with the information will probably be more likely to drill down and go and fix or close an alert or action on that scenario itself. And of course, I wouldn't be fair to start saying that there's also a lot of requirements around the C-levels to get analysis of the data, stuff like this, where you can actually get, you know, how many servers are running information around it. So I have here a widget that shows total services. I have traffic peaks that are coming in on the system. I have counters and tellers, which are telling me how many are up or down. You know, a scenario is that a lot of our existing customers with our dashboarding tool on SCOM are looking for, that we're actually capable of doing within IQ and not putting stress on SCOM. So we're finding these dashboards are staying at the speed that a lot of people would like them to be, which is really fun to do. Obviously, the experience of the end user is overriding on your dashboard, and we feel, you know, it's one of the things we focus on a lot with our customers, is making sure that the C-level person is happy with what he gets, and he gets it in a timely fashion in a working dashboard. So we're always looking for ways to improve that and to provide the information to a lot of people.
Awesome. That's great, Justin. Thanks so much for digging into that with us.
I think that answered the question and more. I tend to go over, as people know.
Conversation is never a problem with Justin.
No, not at all, but it's all great information. So, Andrew, we're going to flip over to the customer side of things here. Every customer has unique needs, so there's really no cookie cutter formula for everybody. So at this point, I'm sure you've seen everything. So how many dashboards can you actually create in IQ? Is there a limit to where performance starts to degrade?
So that's a great question. What we find, the only limit to creating dashboards is your imagination. So we don't limit the creation of boards, services, or components in any way. But again, you want to consider creating the right board for the right task. So talk to all of the stakeholders, create an inventory of what people are looking for. You know, why do they need it? What do they need? What are they trying to show, and who do they want to show it to? Because what we find from a performance point of view, each board creates more calculations, which can cause more work on the system. So you want to be careful not to just build things for the sake of building them and then have performance suffer. So, you know, talk to an SE and see, work with your stakeholders, make sure everybody's on the same page. And to that end too, if anybody's looking for guidance or has suggestions, feel free to reach out to me, or for those in the EMEA area, Luke is still here, so reach out to him as well. And we'd be happy to schedule a call with Justin or ourselves to just talk about some options and provide some guidance.
Perfect. Yeah, that's awesome to have that personal touch to be able to work with each client to make sure.
I know I often see some of these views and say, wow, that's cool. How do we build that one, right? So even the customers can give us some great suggestions too for things they've built that others might be interested in.
Yeah, that's awesome. So just flipping back over to IQ, a lot of IT departments don't want to add yet another system to their task list. So integration is key when we're trying to keep things simple, which is what we're trying to do with dashboards at the end of the day. If I have an integration with an ITSM system, can I create a dashboard based on the information from that system? Justin, do you want to run with this?
Yeah, definitely. So again, just to reiterate, we don't actually, you know, leverage out tools out of systems. We sit quite comfortably on top of systems. What we focus on is taking the aspects from each of those tools to make sense on the person who has to use this, you know, a good target audience versus a NOC user or a, you know, a help desk person who wants to get the information out of that system. Now, what we can do in IQ is definitely dashboards around that information. So we build relationships between objects in IT. So this is where you see your monitor data tends to power the colored parts of the dashboard, the red, green, yellows. And then on the next column here, you can see there's a numbers of alerts and numbers of incidences, which are the tickets raised at ITSM. From our system, we can actually create tickets and we can automate that, but we do track them and make them visible for people to see as well. So if you've got an issue in one of your services and you want to go and see, you know, are other components in that service affected? What's their current state on the tickets that that a help desk has? You literally have a live, up-to-date list of all of the tickets. And in my case, that's two ticket systems. You can see here, ServiceNow and Talkdesk, of which you can grab the information on here. Now, this is vitally important. How IQ works is it pulls all the property fields. We're about to expand on the next couple of releases, some enhanced speed improvements and some enhanced pulling improvements for some of the ITSM tools. And that also incorporates some of the automate required fields from some of the target systems. So we'll be able to edit those as well within our connection. So keep your eye on the next couple of releases. However, in here, because I pull all the fields, they become searchable. So, you know, some fields that a lot of management tends to look into is who's the owner of the ticket, how long has the ticket been running, you know, those dashboards I showed you on ITSM tools. Those are possible within IQ as well. And so we do have a dashboard that gives you a live updated status of tickets or components or any search term that you apply, so any fields within the ITSM solution that's there. One of the other things that a lot of customers are using us for is because we build the relationships is they tend to start looking at how to grab that information out of our system and place that into their CMDB so that their ITSM tools are also updated with the tool. Keep in mind, you know, our data system is really open and we can show you how the relationships are built so customers can build those updaters out. So even their dashboards within ITSM will be more up to date. So when they select a target system, they can query exactly what application it's part of. Here's an example of, you know, running tiles around information. So, you know, an example of a really good one that a lot of ITSM users tend to do is numbers of new alerts versus numbers of new tickets in the last 24 hours or last 12 hours, depending on how fast you want to keep the team underneath there, or specific errors or specific incidences picked up. So any property fields like cannot connect to Teams, which is a complaint that I'm keeping an eye on now, for example, will be raised. So not only can you see that from, you know, your true monitoring of Teams through maybe Gizmo or GSX or stuff, but you can also see how many users are complaining about it, and you can do a good fair comparison. And it also allows you to see, are those users all from one location? You know, if the office in Ottawa starts complaining a lot, but the office in Amsterdam is not really complaining about having access to Teams, that could just be a geographical issue, or potentially my money's on the network device sitting in the office. That sort of thing. So you can build those dashboards up. You can give them. Keep in mind, we're not a replacement for those visual dashboards. So again, we have that button that allows you to click on an incident or a ticket and go down to that target system. So we're not designing the new ServiceNow dashboard that's going to rock the world. However, we're reusing the stuff that's out there. And that does work with all the third-party components that ServiceNow provides as well, right? So from here, if I click through, I go to the ServiceNow portal. I'm not going to log in because I don't have an account for it, but I have access to their visual front end and their reports as well. If, you know, that is what I'm used to doing and what I prefer using in there. So that's again, awesome. Right target audience, right dashboard for them. Yeah.
So we've gone over a lot of information today, ways to create dashboards, ways to share dashboards. Justin, we're going to keep you short and sweet here. Takeaway, what are your top three tips for dashboard creation and sharing? What should everyone be walking away with today?
So if I was out of the experience I have with all the sessions I have with our customers or new customers onboarding, don't be afraid to go talk to the service owners. They know more about their services and applications than you do, and they're very willing to tell you what should be on the dashboard or not, right? You know, think of questions like, if this dashboard turns red on Friday at 5 o'clock, what do you need to what needs to turn it red to get you out of bed or to stop you from going out partying on that weekend and pick up a phone or, you know, contact someone to have it fixed. What are you really caring about? Dashboards are also a way to make sure things that are red stay greener if you target the correct things correctly. You know, IQ pulls all of the information. There is a trick to targeting the right things. You know, so a lot of people who know me will say, I don't put computers in infrastructure boxes. I put CPU and disks because those are what computers actually are. That's a term I'd use. I'd definitely use that as a tip. And my third tip is don't be afraid to have to change the dashboard from time to time, right? Needs and demands of the IT team change. You know, we've built IQ to be really robust around the tooling. So that means that, you know, one week you could be using SCOM, the other week you could be using Azure Monitor to monitor the same thing. We don't care. The box color is driven by whatever's telling us is the color. That should apply to your dashboards as well, right? So one week you might need all of those applications and the next week you'll need all Office 365 applications. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, keep it easy, template as much as you can, and you'll be able to, you know, accomplish with the business. And the last thing, which is not a tip, but a good sign of how you guys are doing monitoring dashboard side. If you're invited to the application design conversations, you know you're winning because people want your dashboards and they want to be up to date from day one of the release of an application. That's a really good indication. That's it.
That's awesome. That's so great. Thanks so much for that, Justin. I do want to be mindful of time, so we're coming up here on the half hour. So I think we'll wrap it up there. Andrea, Justin, I want to thank you both for joining me today for IT Connections. Attending today, I will send a follow-up email with some resources that we've put together on dashboards, as well as the recording of this session, should you want to share it with anyone else on your team. I do want to take a moment to thank everyone who did take the time out of their day to join us for this session. Our next IT Connections will be on August the 13th, and we will be discussing modernizing your monitoring with migration to Azure Monitor. That's a mouthful. We hope that you can join us, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks, everyone.
It's been a pleasure.
Bye.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.